Okay, Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Commissioner Disney?
No.
Commissioner Bright?
Yes.
Commissioner Bolam?
Yes.
Commissioner Bone?
Yes.
Mayor Rigsby?
Yes. Okay, 9368. If you would read the...
An ordinance of the City of Deland, Florida, changing the zoning from City R3, Urban Single Family District, and Volusia County A3, Limited Agricultural District, to PD, Planned Development District, undescribed property located south of State Road 44 and west of Interstate 4 between County Road 4139, Lake Helen Road, and Blue Lake Avenue, approving development plan for Royal Oaks, a residential plan development consisting of approximately 489.50 acres of property, directing a change in the comprehensive zoning map, conditioning final development approval on a determination of concurrency, providing for severability and an effective date.
Okay, we'll close the regularly scheduled meeting, go to a public hearing on 9368, plan development, Royal Oaks. Is there anybody here to speak on that? Ed Talton, do you have anything to say on...
We need to move to continue. I make a motion.
Is there anybody else? We'll close the public hearing, come back.
No, you got to leave it open.
Excuse me, you're right.
I make a motion that we continue the public hearing to a time certain.
November 15th? November 15th?
What's the first?
15th.
November 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Or the first meeting?
What's that the first one be?
November 1st.
There's a motion and a second for a time to continue the meeting for 9368 till November 15th, 1993.
Do we have a second yet?
We have a second.
Yeah, we'll have a second.
Under discussion, this staff seem to be ready to, or can you handle everything from the staff standpoint by the first, or?
That was, the first was kind of in the spirit of compromise. Lakeland Merced Association wanted a shot in the period. Frankly, we wanted as much time as we could get. I think that we can attend to it by November the 1st, if that's agreeable to the commission, but all the truth of the matter is, I'd like to have as much time as we could get.
Well, I think do it right.
I was willing to compromise.
Okay.
So let's do the 15th.
Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, like sign.
Oh, roll call.
Give us a roll call.
Oh, no, because it's a moved motion to continue.
Okay. Motion carries. 9369. Plan unit development, or plan development, 12 votes.
An ordinance of the City of Deland, Florida, changing the zoning from City R3, Urban Single Family District, and Volusia County A3, Limited Agricultural District, to PD, Planned Development District. Undescribed property located north of State Road 44 and west of Interstate 4, incorporating the eastern portion of Lake Winnemucet. Approving a development plan for 12 Oaks, a residential plan development consisting of approximately 446.90 acres of property, directing a change in the comprehensive zoning map, conditioning final development approval on a determination of concurrency, providing for severability and an effective date.
You've heard the ordinance. With that, we'll close the regularly scheduled meeting, go to a public hearing. Is there anybody here that would like to discuss the issue before us? 9369, plan development, 12 Oaks.
I'll make a motion that we continue the public hearing to a time certain, November 15th.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to continue the public hearing for 9369, Plan Development 12 Oaks, to November the 15th, 93. There's a motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, like sign, motion carries. Excuse me. Before y'all leave, could we just, I really would like to thank Marsha Kropp, Astrid, and those of you that participated with staff, Roger Soderstrom, Mr. Steves, is it? because I don't think, well, I know that this issue is got some better closure because of that, and I'd like to thank you for that, for doing that. And I would hope that we continue this in the future, because we've got to live in this community too. We recognize that. We want to see quality development just like you do. And so we appreciate you participating.
Stupid. Can we get this? Do you have another one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Next item is 9370, alcoholic beverage permit, 117 North Woodland.
An ordinance of the City of DeLand, Florida, permitting the sale of alcoholic beverages in a C2 General Commercial District at 117 North Woodland Boulevard by Paul S. Tedder III as a conditional use, making findings restricting transfer and providing an effective date.
You've heard the ordinance read. We'll close the regularly scheduled meeting, go to a public hearing. Is there anybody? Richard, could you ask them to please quiet down? We'll go back to 9370 public hearing. Is there anybody here that would like to speak on 117 North Woodland Boulevard alcoholic beverage permit? We'll close the close the public hearing, go back to the regular scheduled meeting. Is there a motion on the floor?
So moved.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Is there any question? Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Commissioner Disney?
Yes.
Commissioner Bright?
Yes.
Commissioner Bolam?
Yeah.
Commissioner Bone?
Regretfully, yes.
Mayor Rigby?
Yes. 9371, amending development order, Ben Oaks.
Questions relating to location on existing pipelines, quality of water source, availability of permitting, the necessity for various stages of water treatment, salinity, drawdown, a huge number of questions have to be met with respect to determining which water source actually meets the city's requirements. And the way the city's system is set up, and I've been educated on this by Mr. Rieger, and as I say, I owe a debt of gratitude because I couldn't have made this presentation without his assistance over the last 2 years. I brought to your attention a study that was done by the City of DeLand through its engineers, Quentin Hampton Associates. And in that, of course, is comprehensive documentation on the question of utilization of this particular piece of property for well field with respect to water quality, contamination, environmental concerns, things of that sort. It is comprehensive. It didn't even include a projected way of using the property. I thought it was somewhat naive in terms of the way Quentin, the engineers developed it, but nevertheless, it was an effort. And the point that I'm trying to bring to your attention in this regard is that at some time in the future, if the future may even be now, you're going to have to make decisions on the question of where your water sources are going to be. And these water sources may not last very long. My understanding, I asked Mr. Jim Evans of Evans Well Drilling to appear here with me today to answer any questions that might develop for the purpose of delivering this information to you concerning well drilling and well fields and matters of that sort from a practical point of view. Practical in the sense that I have read the development plan for the city that was prepared by, it's a 20-year plan, reaches into the year 2010 for the necessity or use of water sources by the city. And, you know, the projected use at that particular point is like 20 million gallons a day. You know, so you have some perspective on this. Of course, that's exclusive of the kind of development that you might expect out at Lake Winnemucet and the demands that that's going to put on the aquifer and whether or not that can actually be met in the Winnemucet area. But as I indicated earlier, from Mr. Rieger's assistance, I've been able to appreciate, together with the review that was performed in this development plan for the city's water utilities, the ability to appreciate the fact that the way that the Deland City water system is set up, it's an extensive network of localized pumping into a main network of pipes and feeders. And so, by and large, water from any location around the city within the greater Deland area can be used virtually in any other location. The question that you're going to face at some time in the near future is whether or not this may be the best deal that you can find in the short term or in the long term for water development for the city of Deland into the next century. And I'm talking about not simply 10 years, because I think that's quite short-sighted. I'm saying probably 30 to 40 years. Because I think you'll agree, that the question with respect to the viability of any city is whether or not it's going to have, and whether it's capable of growth, is whether or not it's going to have water sources in the future. And the interesting thing, I think, that you've probably already found out is that the city of Deland is largely hemmed in with respect to its aquifer in terms of its treatable water supply and potable water supply and problems that are associated with drawdown. This particular piece of property I wanted to point out to you so that you might have a reference point for the future as you are presented with other deals that might be necessary for you to consider with respect to your providing for the city's water, future water supply. What I pointed out here, this is a total of approximately 80 acres. The portion that's in red is subject to existing subdivision.
Mr. Protocol.
Oh, all right. Thank you. Existing subdivision or slated for possible other types of development other than which would preclude an economic use as a well field. In particular, it's the front 660 feet that abuts the frontage owners on Spring Garden Avenue. Bear in mind that this property is directly opposite the 92 extension. This dotted line represents your water recently developed water main out in that area. The water main also extends, as I understand, out 92 to the east. The section that this was old fernery, 33 acres of fernery, which was removed. Our agricultural use has continued. We're in the process of revamping the irrigation system that exists on 31 acres of this ground to meet current standards that are imposed by the St. John's Water Management District with respect to our permitting. Well, the reason I point this out is that on this property there are existing three wells, an 8-inch and two 10-inch wells. Now, these wells have produced over the last 15 years during periods of peak usage approximately 6 million gallons a day during the hardest freezes that we've had when we were engaged in full pumping in the fern industry. Now that's 6 million gallons a day, and of course that's one-third of the total consumption that the land is slated to have by the year 2010. Of course, the way the city would pump, as you are probably well aware, is instead of pumping at 2,200 gallons out of a 10-inch well, it would pump for 10 hours or 12 hours out of a 16-inch well, 1,200 gallons a minute, things of that sort. So, but you're looking at an overall capacity of 6 million gallons a day without any drawdown to any neighboring users, none whatsoever over a period of 15 years. We've also had it, as you've seen indicated, testing for the water supply by EPA-certified laboratories that I think clearly indicate that the water is in excellent shape and is potable. The portion that I suggested to the city engineer to consider for the well field for the city of DeLand was this section, which is comprised of 47 acres. Now, if you have reference to the study that was done by the Quentin Hampton Associates for the city, you'll see that they had in their map severed out 4-acre sites, which are necessary to keep any well locations separated from adjoining property in order to meet Department of Environmental Regulation standards. But in any event, what I wanted to point out to this commission was that there may be better deals in existence with respect to exploration, purchase, location, and permittability of future well sites. There may be. I'm not aware of any. There may be. And, of course, I have to, and I think staff has indicated to me that that they are involved in exploring other, as they have expressed it to me, other alternatives to location on the corridor out along 15A. So the reason I make this presentation to you at this time is that at some time in the future, this land will no longer be available for use as a well field for the city of DeLand. And in your considerations of how the city is meeting its potable water requirements, I would simply request that you take into consideration what is available in this particular location for the use of, by the city. Granted that the city may not be in the market to purchase 47 acres of land at $25,000 per acre, but I don't think that the city is going to be able to gain this type of water supply even at anywhere near that price when you take into consideration all the variables and all the factors that are going to be necessary in developing each site that may be necessary for the purpose of making the same quantity of water at the same quality under the same conditions of treatment. So I just wanted to express my thanks to you for having this opportunity to describe this piece of property. I'm suggesting this to you as a possible alternative to any other purchases or any other exploration that you may wish to finance for the purpose of developing other water supplies for the city of DeLand, recognizing that there is a limited amount of time prior to the to when this is actually going to find its way into development. So I think the you will notice, and I just want to point out one other thing. I think you've been made aware of the fact that the city earlier this year made an extensive, I think under Mr. Sanborn's direction, put out an extensive process of bidding for property owners all along 15A, and they got only one bite, and that was a property owned that was owned by NCNB at that time, and that's the property that's located approximately a quarter mile from our 8-inch well site. And that particular property, Mr. Rieger was kind enough to, share the report of Quentin Hampton Associates and the geologist's report with me on that particular well site that was attempted. And unfortunately, it was not very successful. It was only a 2-acre site. I don't know how it could have complied with DER requirements, but nevertheless, the water drawdown was so severe that they decided to abandon the contract. This is the kind of problem...
Mr. Provitello, we're going to have to bring this to a close.
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, that's the last point that I want to bring up. And I simply want to bring forward to your consideration the purchase of all or part of this property in this particular 47-acre section for the purpose of its use as a well field, at least in terms of, and as I indicated before in my letter to you, there's a great deal of flexibility that we can have at this particular point with respect to how the property is used and other considerations that can be made by the city with respect to its development. So if the city has an interest, that you may express it. If not, we will proceed to await comparative situations to develop. And if they don't, then we'll proceed to develop the property that in a way that will probably exclude its use as a well field. And but I just wanted to have at least the city consider this as an opportunity to look at this particular piece of property in the context.
But it has been an internal carnival of small things that we've done, and this year we would like to expand that to a full-time attraction from Leisure Time Attractions out of Sarasota, where we'd like to bring in a Ferris wheel and bring in all these little kiddie rides and pony rides and so on. If you're not familiar with Greenfeather, it's a tradition that Stetson has where students plan and implement events for local community service agencies and raising money for those agencies. So because of that, we are really trying to do that more and more because we realize the need is greater. And so we're really trying to push volunteerism on our campus, and so this event has become much bigger. And so students last year had the idea of doing this, and it's taken us a year to kind of coordinate the efforts, and now we're here to we're ready to ask for a request to have this available, and we'd like to do that on October 15th and 16th, as I've stated. But I think what we need to do is that I'm asking that, for you to please waiver the occupational license, because this is a fundraiser that we don't make any money off of. It's truly nonprofit, and the monies that we raise in years past have gone to things like Sugar and Spice Daycare, West Volusia County Human Relations, March of Dimes, Head Start, the Rape Crisis Center, the Volunteer Literacy Council, Domestic Abuse Council, Home and Neighborhood Development, Habitat for Humanity, United Way, House Next Door, American Cancer Society, Hospice, Florida Methodist Home, Neighborhood Center, Duval Home, and so on. Those are monies that we gave last year to those different agencies. So because of that, we're here and ask that you please look favorably upon us to waiver that so that we can put that money forth to other agencies versus a fee.
What about on campus are you going to have the same place you've always had it?
Yes, as a matter of fact, on Rinker Field.
Across
from the Edmonds Center.
There, I make a motion and we waive that. I think you've certainly been around Stetson long enough to know Green Southern has done a wonderful job over the years, and I remember making booths and dunking booths, et cetera, for that.
Well, we'll expect your attendance then.
I don't know. If you have a dunking party, I may be back. But,
I'll second that, providing he's in the dunking booth.
Again.
I'll third that.
We'll look forward to having the mayor there, though.
There's a
on the pony ride, shall I say?
There's a motion and second on the floor to waive the occupational fee. In addition to that, we do require $1 million. Mr. Manager, how's that work?
Insurance.
Additional insurance.
Liability.
Named insured.
Yeah.
I mean, the city has to be named.
Mr. Zimmerman, I just leaned over.
That's private property.
Yeah. I just leaned over and asked him the question. And he's of the opinion, I'll let him state his own opinion.
You know, normally when you see these festivals, they're we're concerned about it overflowing onto city property. I mean, this is, from what I gather, is going to be confined within Stetson University. Stetson property.
We do have a certificate of insurance, which is the Florida status statutes, of course, request, and we have that. But if
okay, there's a motion and a second on the floor for the waiver of the occupational fees. Is there any further discussion? There being none, all in favor, signify by saying aye. All opposed, like sign. For the record, I have no conflict of interest in that. I obviously received no money from this. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You're not on the list of beneficiaries?
I wish I was. Okay. Are there any other petitions or requests?
Well, the question was asked if it would be helpful if we surveyed the some of our other sister cities on the issue of hours for alcoholic beverage. We have done that. The information is not particularly helpful to where we were going. As you can see, most of the cities, Monday through Saturday, have fairly uniform hours. They are, for the most part, during the weekdays, 7 a.m. to 2 a.m. There are some exceptions, but that's a generalized statement. There are some more limiting hours on Sunday, but that's probably the only time. So if we're looking for help and support from what our other cities are doing, and that's not necessarily the prerogative of what the city of Deland needs to do, we don't really find it in what other cities are doing in Volusia County. So just including this in your agenda package so you can look at it and use it as you would best be guided.
Question. In Daytona Beach, is the 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. during spring break or when it's not spring break? You have 7 a.m. to 3 a.m. and then you have spring break, 11
during
a.m. to 2
spring break.
That's during spring break that they decrease the hours?
That is my understanding, yes.
They got to give you time to get home.
It's harder to cross.
That's right. At the stadium.